Now this is a dictation for Sheryl, S-H-E-R-Y-L, Rutherford, R-U-T-H-E-R-F-O-R-D, January 149. Addresses a letter to Sacred Heart, 463-1534. Dear Kalik, a follow-up Cheryl with chronic kidney disease, last visit in March. No emergency room visits. She lives alone but taking care of herself. Some weight loss, eats small meals. Chronic diarrhea without bleeding. Been treated for urinary tract infection but was not having any symptoms, fever, abdominal or back pain. Presently, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, some memory issues. No recent kidney stones, review system negative, medication list review. I will highlight nitrates, beta blockers. Has Crohn's disease, remains on low dose of prednisone, biological treatment, being switched from Humira, H-U-M-I-R-A, to Skyrizi, S-K-I-R-I-Z-I. So far tolerating without problems. Weight 97, blood pressure 152/79, hard of hearing, alert or intestine 3, very pleasant, normal speech. No respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, looks frail, no abdominal distension tenderness, no edema and focal, some muscle wasting. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. September creatinine 1.54, still within her range, GFR 35, stage 3B, anemia 9.5. Normal sodium, potassium, mild metabolic acidosis, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B. No major progression and no indication for dialysis. No recurrence of kidney stones. Does have chronic diarrhea from Crohn's, a component of hypovolemia, trying to drink liquids. Follows with GI treatment as indicated above. No need for change diet for potassium. No need for bicarbonate replacement phosphorus binders. Anemia, eventually EPO treatment or potential iron. Has received iron back in June. At that time was in the low side. There was a good response of hemoglobin, but not at goal 10 to 11.5. Continue to monitor, come back in 6 months.